are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
How many of you are expecting God to do something in your life? Wave at me tonight. I'm going to talk to you tonight about how to get your miracle or your breakthrough from God. And I've entitled my message, an unusual title, Violent Faith. Violent Faith. Matthew 11 verse 12, the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. You're going to have to talk a little bit with me. Say, I've got to take something. I'm not going to roll over. I'm going to take over. There's something I have to take possession of. I don't know what it is that you believe in God for, but you're hopelessly too young to live in a neutral mindset, in a retirement mindset. The best is yet to come. So tonight we're going to talk about faith that gets results. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. I want you to know that the devil will try and keep your dream away from you. Will try and keep the blessing away. Will try and stop what God intends for you to have in life. But it cannot if you persevere in faith. Say amen. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12, the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you've also called and have confessed in the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So many people give up just before they get the breakthrough. Because oftentimes the breakthrough is just around the corner. But the thing is, you can't see around the corner. So just before their destiny meets them, or Mr. Right shows up, or the job shows up, or the promotion shows up, or the team position shows up, they change their minds and they become double-minded and they say, well, I suppose it's not God's will to bless me. Maybe this is not what God has for me. Well, tonight I'm going to preach you out of that neutral, and I'm going to get you into gear, a faith gear, so that you can possess everything that God has for you. Say amen tonight. No athlete wins if he quits before the finish line. You can run ahead for the whole race, but if you quit before you cross the finish line, you do not win the race, or you don't even finish the race. Paul the Apostle said, fight the good fight of faith. I don't know about you. A good fight is not walking away from the fight battered and bruised and losing the fight. It's okay to take a few blows, but a good fight is a winning fight. And God wants us to win. God wants you to win in life. God wants you to win in your marriage. God wants you to win in your business. God wants you to win raising your children. God wants you to win in life. Say it tonight. Say, I am a winner. I'm a winner. I'm just like my father. I am a winner. Not a whiner. A winner. I crossed the finish line. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Then Jesus spoke this parable to them and said that men ought always to pray and not to lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because the widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Everybody say continual. So we are not quitters. Say, I'm not a quitter. Strong. 85 years old, you're still going to do great things for God, young person. Amen. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Shall not God avenge his own elect, that you and me, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith in the earth? Now, we know the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We know and understand that we please God by faith. We understand 1 John, the Bible says we overcome this world, 1 John 5 verse 4, by faith. So faith is not a suggestion. Faith is a way we live. We walk by it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We receive the promises from God by faith. Yeah, Jesus makes an amazing statement. He says, when I come back to the earth will I really find faith. The kind of faith he just spoke about. The kind of faith that doesn't quit. The kind of faith that doesn't give up. The kind of faith that does not begin to whine when it doesn't get what it wants in time. The kind of faith that knocks and keeps on knocking. Will I find real faith? So I want to talk about this kind of faith, and I want to give you six things tonight, a lot of scriptures to build your faith, because Romans 10:17, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So let's talk about six ingredients of violent faith. What is violent faith? If God calls us to live, not violently toward your wife or violently toward a child, but or violently toward the opposition in business, but God is talking about a violent faith, a faith that possesses, a faith that will not give up, a faith that will not quit, a faith that takes possession of what God has in mind for you. So number one, it is a faith that won't be denied. Write it down, because a short pencil is better than a long memory. Or record this message on your cell phone. Number two, it is a faith that cries out. Number three, it is a faith that presses in. Number four, it is a faith that digs through a roof. Number five, it is a faith that calls things into being. Number six, it is a faith that stands until. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Violent faith, faith that gets results. Number one, violent faith is a faith that won't be denied. In our scripture, Matthew 15, verse 21, Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Now watch Jesus. He answered her not a word. Excuse me, Jesus, my daughter is in trouble. I need you to move in my life. And it's like, hey, God, no response. I mean, we're going to talk about, number one, a faith that won't be denied. A faith that is not easily offended. A faith that doesn't just give up when you don't get your answer immediately. Now, this is Jesus. It's not the pastor who's too busy for you or the pastor who cannot see you. It is talking to Jesus, coming to Jesus. Picture it in your mind. She walks up to Jesus. Help me, Jesus. He ignores her. I mean, he heard her, but he ignored her. I mean, God hears your prayers, and he's waiting to fulfill those prayers. And maybe you need to get a little bit more desperate, a little bit more urgent, pressing in, and not be so quick to give up on the promises of God. Say amen or enough. He answered not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away. She cries out after us. Now she's hearing this. I mean, they're having a conversation about her. They say, Jesus, she's bothering us. We just want a little bit of peace. We're just minding our own business here. We just want to hang out with you, Jesus. He asked this nagging woman, positive nagging, because you get a nagging woman that's negative, and the Bible says, better live in the wilderness than with a nagging woman. So you don't want to be a nagging wife, and all the women say, amen. Amen. You don't want to be drip, drip, drippity, drip, 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 drip. You don't want to be a drip. Okay. You'll get with me now. So he answered, send her away, for she cries out after us. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he's telling her, I'm not going to heal you, because I didn't come for the Gentile, I came for the Jew. I mean, how many of you would leave the church when somebody says, well, God's not going to heal you because you're not the right culture? Well, now, we understand in Christ there's no culture. We do understand that. But this woman had to refused to be denied. She had to press in spite of all the obstacles that didn't come from the devil, but it seemed as if Jesus himself is holding out, not answering her, not giving her a miracle when she prays. Then she came and worshiped him. Hallelujah. Worshippers touch the Father's heart in a different way. Come on. If you are a worshiper, we know that God will draw closer to you, because the Bible says, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. Come on, a worshiper in the house. Give the Lord a praise offering here tonight. Somebody, hallelujah. She came and worshiped him. But he answered and said to her, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now he calls her a little dog. I mean, excuse me, Jesus, this is not very polite. First you ignore me, then you tell me you're not here to help me, then you call me a little dog. While she's worshiping, he was looking for faith. He wasn't insulting her. He needed her attitude to persevere. He needed her to press in, not to look for an excuse or to take an alternative or to accept no as an alternative. He was looking for her faith that persevered. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. What an incredible woman. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This woman refused to be denied. Violent faith refuses to be denied. Does not accept an alternative answer. No matter how long the delay, he does not accept delay as a denial. It keeps on believing, keeps on standing. It is a faith that cannot be silent. It is a faith, number two, that cries out to God. Isaiah 62, verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, I've set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest until he establishes, till he makes Jerusalem in the praise and the earth. I mean, so many people are just waiting for God to move, and God is waiting for you to step it up in faith. God is waiting for you to go beyond your neutral attitude, beyond your silent attitude, beyond your dignified attitude, and cry out. And lift your voice a little bit louder than 1 decibel. Get more involved in your praise. Get more involved in your prayer. Get more involved. Engage God on a different level. So often I pray for people and they say, Pastor, I don't really want to tell you what my need is. God knows. Will you pray for me? I say, okay, I can't pray in faith for you because I don't know what your need is. Or people will say, just pray for my silent request. I understand there are times to pray silent when you're sitting in a board meeting or you sit in a plane or something like that. But that's the exception. Every other prayer is a prayer that we should verbalize and talk to God. So our scripture is Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10. Verse 46, the Bible says, when they came to Jericho, as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. So yeah, Jesus walks past blind Bartimaeus. He knows Jesus is passing by. And he cries out. Is there anybody desperate in the house tonight that needs God to do something in their life? Then let your voice be lifted and give God a praise. Or say the name of Jesus that is above every other name. Because there is no spirit of religion in this place. Come on. Oh, come on. Lift your voice a little bit with more desperation than that. Who knows what can happen tonight? They're in Cape Town. In Pretoria. Forget the person next to you. Jesus said, if you don't cry out, the rocks will cry out. Come on, somebody. Shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more. Son of David, have mercy. I'm never going to go back to that CRC church. They're too loud in that place. Well, I suggest it's time that you get loud, because you get loud about other stuff. You get loud about your music. You get loud about your pleasure. You get loud about the golf. You get loud about the rugby. How about getting loud about Jesus Christ? He alone is worthy. He's the only one who can help you and save you. I mean, it's amazing. When the fire of God shows up, there's always a lot of older Christians with wet blankets. They just want to calm everything down. Just calm down. Don't get too excited now. Well, I suggest you get very excited. I suggest you get very excited tonight. I suggest you get very desperate tonight. I suggest you get beyond your religion in Jesus' name and you praise God with a different attitude in the name of Jesus. I won't be silent. Hallelujah. I'm not shouting just to shout. There's a spiritual significance, a shabbat. One of the words of praise that releases the power of God on the battleground. The voice on the battleground is the voice of rejoicing. When you praise, the walls of Jericho will come down. The prison doors will open up. So you cannot be a silent, sullen, sulky Christian. You have to be somebody who knows what it is to cry out to God, whether you're in the valley or on the mountaintop. You have to know how it is to pray, heaven down into your situation. So the second time, not the first time. Again, first time Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus just ignored him. Ignored him. Second time Bartimaeus cried out, more desperately, the Bible said Jesus stood still. He said, uh-uh. What's that? Because God is attracted to faith. He's a faith God. He'll pass by a million people and he'll stop with next to somebody with a different tone in his voice. The tone of faith. Because faith moves God. Faith never takes a day off. Faith is never on a sabbatical. We walk by faith, we live by faith. Everybody tried to quiet him down, but he cried louder. The Bible says Jesus stood still and commanded that he be brought to him. The people say to the blind man, be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. I believe many of you tonight, this is a moment of change, of deliverance, of breakthrough. I'm not the Holy Ghost, but I know the Holy Ghost is calling some of you. He's calling you. He's calling you out of your situation, calling you out of your darkness, calling you out of your impossibility, calling you out of your inferiority, calling you out of your bondage. The Holy Spirit is calling you. He's calling you not with a call of judgment, not with a call of condemnation, not with a call of accusation, but he's calling you to make you whole in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. You need to realize that he's the only one who can save you and deliver you, no matter what you are facing. It can be a marriage crisis, a financial crisis, I don't know. But I know that Jesus is still the same today. I know that Jesus still knows where the gold and the silver is. I know Jesus will still make a way where there seems to be no way. When things seem impossible, they are possible with God. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't accept your circumstances. Don't accept your negatives and make it your status quo. Stay urgent. Stay desperate. Stay violent in your faith. Even if you make the person next to you mad, 3 years from now the person next to you will not be next to you any longer. But God will. The Holy Ghost will. Who said, I will never leave you, never forsake you. So you want a relationship with God, even if it's offensive to people next to you. Come on, in the name of Jesus. So he says, be of good cheer, rise, he's calling you. And throwing aside his garment, his excuses, his habit. He rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? Excuse me, Jesus. You just walked past me. You saw I'm a beggar. You saw I'm blind. You've ignored me. Now you ask me, what do you want me to do for you? It's like people say, well, God knows. It's not enough. What do you want me to do for you? Well, nothing really, Jesus. Okay. Bless me, Lord, but if it's not your will to bless me, okay. Well, I can't work with that. And he walks past him. He ignores the woman, the Syrophoenician woman. He walks past this blind man. Walks past the child. Walks past the man. Second time Bartimaeus cries out. Very often people pressing the first time. The first time may be the first year, maybe a first season, and nothing happens and they think it's not God's will. First time. You can't quantify the first time in a matter of minutes or in one prayer. The first time. I've pressed in, I've tried, I've believed, I've tithe, and still nothing is happening. Oh, this is not working. And everybody, your friends begin to tell you, Job's friends begin to tell you, why are you in a mess? And you listen to them. Thank God this man never listened. He was too desperate. He had a faith that would not be silenced. He had a faith that became more determined. He had a faith that cried out, the name that is above every other name, the name that will lift you up out of the miry clay. Come on, the name that will set your feet on a solid rock. Come on, if you know the name of Jesus, say that name tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blind man said, Rabboni, Rabbi, Master, Teacher, that I may receive my sight. Often the obvious is not so obvious. We think it's obvious to God. The only obvious to God is the level of your faith. Can't you see I have a pain? Can't you see my marriage? Can't you see my child? Can't you see? Don't you care? He cares. And that's why he gave the word. That's why he came and died on the cross. That's why he shed his blood for you. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. That's why he birthed the church. He cares so much that he gave you the ingredient to get your prayers answered. Faith that is not based on experience, on trauma, on tragedy, on negativity, on other people's experiences. The Bible talks about many that were shipwrecked in the faith. When you build your faith on somebody else's revelation or somebody else's experience, you better build your life and your faith on the Word of God. Because God's Word has been tested, the Bible says, in the furnace of the earth and has stood the test of time. The Word of God will keep you. So Bartimaeus, in his desperation, refusing to be offended or silenced, touches the heart of Jesus, and Jesus touches him. You see, my dear friend, if you can touch the heart of God, you're going to move the hand of God. A lot of people don't want to draw closer to God. They want the blessing, but they don't want the blesser. They want the prosperity, but they don't want the purpose that comes with the prosperity. They want God, they want the good things, but they don't want God who gives the good things. They want the byproduct of what Jesus offered. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. When you find me, you will find your peace. When you find me, you will find your life. When you find me, you will find your healing. When you find me, you will find your deliverance. Not the shadow of Jesus. You called unto Jesus. Maybe there's a young person sitting here tonight. Your parents are going through a divorce and you don't know what to do. Call unto Jesus. It's not too late. Call unto Jesus. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you say, Pastor, the doctors give me no hope. I've been in places like that, but I want to tell you there's hope because Jesus is still alive. You keep your faith up in the name of Jesus Christ. You keep your faith in the power of God. Come on in the presence of God. Say amen in the name of Jesus Christ. So violent faith cries out to God. It's a faith that will not be denied. Psalm 34 verse 4, the Bible says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Not some of his trouble. Now you better make up your mind what you believe. Your reality or the Word of God. Say, I believe the Bible. It's like people want to change the Bible when they go through adversity. I've gone through much adversity in my life and things happen that I don't understand, but I don't change my faith in the Word of God. Because the Bible says forever His Word is settled in heaven. I built my life upon the Word of God. Come on, say God's Word is true. In Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe your dad never made it, you're going to make it. Maybe your friend fell out of the race. You're going to stay in the race. Amen. I said amen. You better have your own relationship with Jesus. Not through your dad. Not through your mother. Not through your grandmother. Not through your pastor. Not through Saint Bernard. Amen. You need your own relationship with God. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. You've come here tonight and you say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus. I've never surrendered my life to Jesus. If I die tonight, I don't even think I'll go to heaven. I go to church, I read my Bible, but I have no relationship with Jesus. Maybe at one time you served God, but you've grown cold. You've wandered away from Jesus as your first love. It's like things are just falling apart in your life. Tonight, as we sang that song, Jesus is here to bring wholeness, peace, salvation to your life. You stand here there in Pretoria, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, in one of our many churches gathered tonight, and you say, Pastor, I don't have peace with God. I used to live for God, but if I'm honest, I no longer do. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Be like Bartimaeus. Call on the name of Jesus and let Jesus change your life. He's the only one who can forgive sin. He's the only one who can save your soul. 2,000 years ago, he came to this earth and he died for you. You were on his mind. And the only way to connect with God is to give your life to Jesus. So while every head is bowed, here in all our other churches, right there in Pretoria, in your seat, the floor, the balcony, here in Bloemfontein, East Rand, Johannesburg, Durban, Cape Town, Kimberley. God is right there knocking at your heart, calling you. As he called Bartimaeus, he's calling you. He's calling your name. He's calling you to himself. Will you answer the call tonight and give yourself to Jesus? Right now, all of you, pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for forgiveness of all my sin. Thank you for washing me in your precious blood. I confess you tonight publicly as my Lord and as my Savior. I surrender my life to you. Thank you for a new beginning. I'm yours. I surrender all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.